The second meeting of the Tampa Bike Co-op was held Monday at Transitions Art Gallery on Columbus Avenue East. Green gearheads with a passion for cycling came together to share skills, tools, and parts.
In Tampa, it seems like there's a lot of cyclists, but not a lot of community, so it's an idea that was thought of here.
Dave Shapango is a bike courier in downtown Tampa. He dreamt of a cooperative that brought together experienced cyclists with those who wanted more experience.
It's a collective group with as many people as we can get in the community involved to all chip in a little bit of effort to promote education, cycling safety, and try to build the community around Tampa. We've been looking at places like SoPo, which is a community in Atlanta, and basically we want our own space that's run voluntarily at least 3 days a week, open access to tools, open access to knowledgeable mechanics. That way, any time of the day, you can come in, get your bike fixed, and learn how to fix your bike. It's really about educating community, or about the community educating people to learn how to do it themselves and empowering through education. But I'd like to see our own space that's open several days a week.
I guess I'm kind of like a new cyclist, but I've always been interested in the community aspect of bike riding.
Lily Richardson is a co-founder of the co-op. She first started hanging out at Transitions Gallery with her band 4 years ago. She talked with Matt Welch, who runs Transitions, about using the gallery space for the co-op on Mondays when there were no shows.
And I also, since I've been born and raised here, I also know that Tampa is extremely unsafe in terms of bike riding. And I think a cooperative effort and other community things like that have to do with riding safely and getting more people on bikes on safer bikes. That's like what piqued my interest more than anything else.
How did last meeting go?
It went really well. I think with promotion and everything, we had over 30 people here, which is, probably more than that, in and out of the doors. We'd like to see more people with, like, people that need help, I guess, more than anything else. Like, we had a lot of people that were willing to support it, which is awesome, but now we want people to support, you know, like, to reach out to you. We're looking for more people to be more involved with the co-op, full-time or just part-time to help us do workshops. We teach workshops here. We're going to do two tonight on wheel building and on riding in traffic. And if more people want to teach workshops, that would be awesome.
Well, I actually came here because I bought a bike during spring break when I was up in Gainesville.
Liz Miller is a Tampa high school student who heard about the bike co-op from friends at The Spot, the skate park of Tampa, which is next door to Transitions. She came out to learn how to maintain her new ride and see if a bike community is building locally.
I don't know. I need to learn some stuff. I'm really into biking, and there's a huge bike scene in Gainesville, a huge bike scene in St. Pete. Tampa, not so much, but I think it's getting there, so that's pretty exciting.
If you've been working on it for a long time, you can't get the hop out,
yeah.
You might want to just get a new rim, because that's probably telling you that the rim is bad, there's a flat spot in the rim.
The first seminar was on tightening spokes, led by Joe Donahue. Joe is Dave's roommate and a co-founder of the co-op. 30 or so, mostly 20-something, fine-tuned bodies watched closely as simple tricks were handed out for free. Dave was up next, highlighting safety tips that seem obvious, but when taken seriously, can mean the difference between a ride to work or a ride to the hospital.
All right. So, starting out on your bike can be pretty intimidating, I think. There's these giant 2-ton pieces of metal that go significantly faster than you, and they don't really care about you. As cyclists, we all have rights and responsibilities to the road, and whether you follow those responsibilities to a T or not, it's very hard to earn the right and the respect on the road. So as cyclists, it's very important that we be defensive, because we're the only ones in charge of our safety. Doesn't matter how much the law was on your side when you're under a pickup truck.
Parts and know-how are supplied to members on a donation basis. The idea is a self-sustaining growing co-op that builds bikes and community with vegetarian potluck as a bonus.
To get parts here, they're all donation-based. There's no minimum donation. You can donate time, you can donate money, you can donate food, you can donate your goodwill, a hug, a thank you.
For more information, visit the Tampa Bike Co-op website at
tampabikecoop.wordpress.com, and then our email address is tampabikecoop@gmail.com.
For WMNF News, this is David Harris.